Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Hi, it's a 98.5 KTK Morning Show recap for Friday, May 22nd.
And you can tell it's a three-day Memorial weekend. We're going to talk about hot dogs, swimming pools, and air conditioners.
That's true. And in fact, we started off with hot dog sales are red hot.
I still like hot dogs. I'm a Chicago hot dog guy. How about you?
What's a Chicago dog?
All right, Chicago dog usually has the regular old wiener in there, like a beef wiener. And you got emerald relish. You've got sport peppers, maybe a little ketchup, some mustard. Yeah, they're loaded. They're with all kinds of great stuff in there. It's like a meal.
Oh, okay. And I've never heard of that. That's why it's just kind of interesting.
They're usually grilled. New York dog, you like floats in water. It's you put it in a bun with a little bit of mustard, and that's about it. They're minimalist. But the Chicago dogs, I think it's because it's so colder, they put a coat of condiments on it.
To keep the hot dog warm.
Exactly.
They've actually analyzed the sale of hot dogs, and during the week ending March 15th, sales had increased over 120%.
That's amazing.
And it continues week after week during the pandemic to increase in sales at least 29% higher each and every week.
So people were eating the hot dogs they bought and had to go back and get more. This is cool because it's something that kids can make.
Well, and you really think about it, how good of a product to have as a hot dog. You can quickly make it. It's easy. You can do it at home even if you don't know how to cook. They're versatile. You can use them like I mentioned on the air. I didn't realize how poor I was growing up, but my mother really made chicken salad out of chicken you know what.
Right.
She would take hot dogs and slice them up and made her own special barbecue sauce, and I thought that was the best thing she ever made.
Huh.
And it turned out to be, you know, as we got older, she's like, you know, I was just trying to figure out what to do with hot dogs again, because that's pretty much all we ate, because that's all she could afford at the time.
You know, you just triggered a memory with me. I remember making beanie weenies when I was growing up. You take just a can of beans and you slice up some hot dogs in there and heat it up. That's good eating right there.
And they also tend to think, because you brought up a memory, they also think that hot dog sales are up because of those good, rosy memories we have.
Really? Okay.
And, you know, sometimes we need those with everything that's going on.
Yeah, never ask what's in a hot dog, and they're not that good for you. And, you know, I remember when the first microwaves came out.
Yeah.
That's the first thing you pop in there is, let's watch it cook a hot dog real fast.
Watch it explode everywhere. Yeah.
also,
very popular along with the hot dogs, swimming pools.
Isn't that amazing? You know, you never know what's going to do well when something like this occurs, because nobody's been through something like this. Some businesses are failing, but who knew swimming pools would be doing very well right now?
Yeah, apparently the Pool and Hot Tub Alliance says that the 25 biggest pool builders are struggling to keep up with demand of people wanting pools. In fact, even Amazon and other online retailers have said that pool-related products and inflatable pools have definitely increased over the last few weeks, and it does make sense. I mean, it's getting hotter. We usually would go to the city pool, which is closed, or the complex pool, which is closed, and we kind of wanted to cool off.
Exactly. It's better than running through the sprinkler.
That's true.
Which is not bad, though, by the way, running through the sprinkler.
Yeah, but then you get neighbors looking at you, you're wasting water type thing, and I'd rather not go down that road.
You know, every break, I try to tell people what day it is, because all the days run into each other. And I knew today was Friday because my little pill bottle said F on it. the pills I was taking today.
Today's the F pill day.
It's F pills, yeah.
Yeah, it really is true. You think about it. Even coming into the office day after day, I find it hard to remember what day it is.
It's so weird.
Because we're not having the meetings like we once did.
We lost all our waypoints, our touch points.
And, you know, you brought up a good point, too. As you know, you have a pill caddy to let you know what pills you need to take. But for somebody who doesn't normally take pills, or for the fact of, let's say, you sprained your ankle, or you have a headache, or you have you know, you have allergies going on. You take medicines you normally don't normally take. How do you know? Do you remember when you took them? How many you took? You know, which ones did you take?
That's true with, like, if you've really injured yourself, like a broken leg, and you need to take some painkiller. Mm-hmm. Sometimes they make you so logy you can't remember if I took one or not, or when I took it.
So that's,
so this is a pretty easy hack right here.
Yeah, so what you want to do is grab your phone and take a picture of you and your pills.
Yeah, here's got a couple of pills in the palm of my hand. I take a picture. Now it's time stamped, mm-hmm. so I know when I took them. And, you know, if they tell you you should only take them every 4 hours, you don't want to, you know, if you mm-hmm. can't remember, you just took them an hour ago because the pills are taking effect.
Right.
You don't want to overdose on these
Plus,
things.
Plus, it works out pretty good, too, because there are times, you know, when the boys are sick and mm-hmm. They need medication, we alternate between ibuprofen, which is NSAID, and Tylenol.
Acetaminophen.
And that actually would work out well as well. So, if, for instance, if you took two Motrin, you
right.
take a picture in your hand with a bottle of Motrin with two Motrin and the
Tylenol
time stamp.
Is next. Yeah, I got you.
Yeah, okay. So okay, it's a neat little way to do some tracking if you don't want to go the pill box route for some reason.
We all need all the help we can get. And then we also talked about how hot it is. You know, your car is going to be over 100 degrees. Apparently, and I've seen these pictures online, hand sanitizer not only bursting open,
mm-hmm.
but me catching on fire.
Yeah, it's alcohol.
I don't know how that happened,
it's,
but, you know.
Yeah, it is. That's one of the things they talk about, and which is sad because until I read the story, I do keep my little bottles of hand sanitizer in my car because that's where I need it.
I did until right now. Right after the show, I'm going to go out to my car and grab the hand sanitizer because it's in the 90s. Your car is going to be way over 100 degrees on the interior.
Well,
today.
Not even that. It's the fact that what happens is with the heat, you have evaporation and alcohol.
Yeah, right.
And the alcohol inside your hand sanitizer is evaporating, and therefore it's not as effective as you would think it would be. So
see, it's like if you leave a bottle of tequila in your car, I found that I've said too much.
Yeah, I would probably stop there.
I'm just kidding. Just kidding.
So the idea is, you know, yes, if you go running out to the store or you know, to a friend's house or whatever, mm-hmm. yes, go ahead and take your hand sanitizer. You probably could leave it in the car while you're visiting or inside shopping. But that's not a place where you should store them. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to go home and get like a little box and put mm-hmm. all my little hand sanitizers next to the keys.
Next to the car keys, yeah.
Yeah,
I've got one that actually has a little loop on it that you can put on your keychain.
Cool.
Yeah.
Beware of the free Target grocery text. It's a scam.
Now, what have we learned? If it seems too good to be true, what is it? What is it, Chris?
It probably is too good to be true. Yes,
it's not true.
And this one is and again, you got to hand it these evil geniuses. They really do make it out to be believable.
It looks real.
There's a text that's going around unsolicited that tells people that Target is offering $175 in free groceries related to the pandemic.
Yeah. So, wrong.
Know, yeah, it's not correct. First off, no company randomly sends texts. You have to opt in. It's illegal.
Yeah, exactly.
You can get them in big trouble. And then secondly, it's posted on Target's website, on Walmart, on Amazon, on Publix. If they don't do advertising that way, they're not going to text you and let you know. So it's probably a scam. So you might want to just tell people that, you know, especially older people who may not quite be as savvy as they once were, mm-hmm. Just to not reply.
Right, right.
Because the issue is, it's not so much receiving the text, it's the link that they include in the text. So if you click on that, you then open up your phone to malware and spyware. And then finally, we learned today that too much of a good thing can actually be bad for you. And we were talking about air conditionings.
Who knew that if you had, you know, in your house, if your air conditioning is bigger than your house needs,
mm-hmm.
it could be leaving moisture in your house.
Yeah, and that's where I'm kind of thinking when we're reaching highs into the 90s, like, I want the biggest, strongest air conditioner you can make.
Right.
The problem is that if it's too big for the room, because air conditioners do two things, apparently. One of them is, yes, they cool the air that's in your room, but more importantly, they dehumidify. They pull the water out of the air, which, in essence, makes you feel cooler. And what happens is that on those big units, it cools the air so fast, the humidifier function doesn't have a chance to work.
See, who would know that? That is just incredible right there. There is a way, though, to determine the size of the air conditioner for your house, though. What's the rule of thumb there?
They say 20 BTUs per square foot.
Okay, so you take square footage of your house that's the heating and cooling part mm-hmm. of the house. And just multiply by 20 and then figure out how many tons that is, I guess.
Yeah, and figure that one out. I mean, if you're going the professional route, obviously they'll know more than you and
right.
they'll want to do it right. You know, go with their recommendation. This is more or less if you're getting like a window unit or like one of those little portable things.
Yeah.
You know, because I've been to a couple of businesses that have those little portable ones because mm-hmm. It's my hairstylist because they run, you know, dryers all the time. It gets super hot.
Yeah, right, right. Yeah, they're called mini splits. And what's interesting, you don't have to run duct work with them.
Yeah.
Just run a couple of little wires to them. And I've got one up in North Carolina. We love it. They work fantastically, by the way.
Yeah. So there you go. There's your knowledge. And there is our show for the day.
Boom. Drop the mic.
Friday, May 22nd. Have a great Memorial Day. Of course, we're live Monday through Friday, except this Monday, between 5 and 10 here on 98.5 KTK and on the radio.com app.
And if you see me out and about, I'll be wearing the lime green mask with a little vent in it right there. And I'm doing it to protect you. And I'd appreciate it if you do that to protect me. Remember, the sun's always shining. We'll see you Tuesday.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.